Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars, test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower, and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Well, live and feeder futures set to be initially supported today thanks to preliminary rounds of short covering and the tall premiums of recent feedlot sales. The hog contract should open on a mixed basis today with nearby bettors supported than defenders. Well, activity in cattle country today will be typically limited to the distribution of new show lists. We expect the offering of ready numbers to be about steady with last week. Initially, asking prices should be around 116 to 118 in the South. Both buyers and sellers will be carefully monitoring the huge spread between cash and futures. Now look for the cash hog trade to open today with bids steady to a dollar higher. Now, did last week's record slaughter mark the top of the mountain? Well, could be. That's our guess, though don't expect chain speed to suddenly implode over the next few weeks. Although weekly kills should eventually be checked by 300,000 head plus by the time we get into the heart of the first quarter. Now, the lean futures are staged to open on a mixed basis today, tied to light bull spreading and profit taking. The soybeans were unable to hold early gains and closed lower on Friday as traders prepared for the weekend. Corn and wheat finished higher, but light trading was noted in all three crops. Wheat had a late run to close the lightly traded December soft red winter up 16 cents, and December hard red winter was up 6. The gains came despite another day of big deliveries on Friday, with 591 posted against the SRW and 410 against the HRW. Now, the Dow Jones Industrials were down about 30 points when the crops closed, while crude oil was up 63 cents, the gold up $5.60 an ounce. Corn closed about 5 to 6 cents higher Friday in nearby months in light trading, but still finished lower for the week. The actively traded March contract moved under key moving averages early in the week, and it remained there on Friday. And soybeans turned lower near the close and finished lower in light trading and lower for the week as well. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, December live cattle down 235 at the close, 108.22. February down 250 at 108.87. January feeder cattle down 317, 124.60. March down 272 at 121.52. December hogs up 52 cents, 50.75. February down a nickel at 54.02. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. March was up 5 3/4 at 408 3/4. May was up 5.5 at 420 1/2. Chicago wheat, March up 8 3/4 at 404 1/4. May up 8 1/4 at 417. March corn up 4 3/4 at 347 1/4. May was up 4 1/4 at 354 1/4. January soybeans down 2 1/4 at 1027 1/2. March was down 1 3/4 at 1037 1/4. On the cotton futures, December up 44, 72.42. March up 24 at 71.28. January crude oil's up 37, 52.05. February's up 37, 53.01.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.